We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Those influential men who have been known to topple the cabinet, usually when they pull their drawers too hard. Some people feel that our government officials have an easy life, but in general assistance departments, at least, they get really stuck into their work.
Oh, careful, Mildred. Easy does it. Careful now. Oh, that's better. That's much better.
Well, it's a dark thing to do anyway, getting your thumb stuck in the inkwell. What did happen in the first place?
It's perfectly simple. I dropped my bowler hat in there, you see. I was trying to fish it out.
You dropped your bowler hat in the inkwell?
Yes. Oh, and not my real one. This teeny little cardboard one. I made it, you see. It's part of a new game I've invented called Whitehallopoly.
Whitehallopoly?
That's right, yes. Here's the board. Now, it's marked off in little squares all round the edges, you see, and every square represents an office. Each player has one of these tokens.
Ah, yes. A little Wally or a little briefcase. Ah, or a little peachy cup and saucer.
Isn't it sweet? Now, as soon as you've got three offices, you can form a department of your own, you see. Oh, it's such fun.
Here, what's this little wooden thing?
Oh, yes, that's called a buck.
A buck?
Yes.
Oh, and that's passed from one department to the other.
You've got it.
Oh, and what about this red square?
Ah, now, if you land on that, you've got to pick up one of these economy drive cards from the middle of the board. They all say you have twice as many staff as you need.
Oh, what happens then?
You try to recruit some more.
Ah.
And the game ends when one of the players picks up a permanent staff card. Then he can do anything he wants and get away with it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I've got to make a fresh pot of tea.
Morning, Mildred.
Well, morning, Mr. Lennox Brown. I was just going.
Oh, morning, too.
Yeah, morning, ma'am.
Morning. Busy day, here. I must remember to weed the hyacinths. What work have we got in?
We're working on various reports for the Home Office, actually. Yes. I spent the morning writing a few words on public buildings.
Yes, well, let's hope they don't catch you at it. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
Pipkin here.
Ah, Gregory, the permanent undersecretary. Pick up your expense.
You and Lamb are going to prison, Lennox Brown.
By all means. I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
Prison. You and Lamb are going to prison.
Oh, Gregory. Well, now look, if it's about the petty cash, it was Lamb who suggested...
Stoneville Prison in the middle of Blackmore. I want you to go down there and send me a report on the place.
Oh, a report? Oh, I see.
Yes, the Home Office have had a substantial offer from someone who wants to buy the property. Your report will decide the matter. If it's not up to the standard of modern prisons, they'll close it down and sell it.
A prison? Yes. Do you think that's a goodbye, Sir Gregory?
Goodbye, Lennox Brown.
Did you hear all that, too?
Yes, ma'am. Stoneville Prison, eh? We'd better send them a letter and tell them we're coming.
Yes, good idea. Yes. Not a place you hear much about these days, is it? Yeah. Must say, it sounds pretty grim.
Order, gentlemen, please. Thank you. I now declare open this quarterly meeting of Stoneville Prison Limited. And without further ado, hand you over to our chairman, 2375 Fingers McGraw.
Well, thank you, Bertrand, and thank you, fellow convicts. Well, this is the big day. It's exactly 8 years today since the governor and his staff was transferred and never replaced. So, we give renewed thanks to some unknown knitting wires all who left us on our own, and I'll take this opportunity of giving a quick rundown on our activities since. As you know, we was previously a prison without bars, but we soon installed one in the dining hall. Then, during the last year, we built a second bar in the exercise yard, or as it's now called, the Sunshine Patio. Now, our first commercial venture was, of course, the prison laundry. All the local housewives was delighted with our 24-hour washing service, And we're grateful to 2491 Rudge for thinking up the slogan, First Rate Service, Cheap and Quick, Wash Your Nappies in the Nick. Now, next comes development of the kitchen garden. Motorists were only too glad to stop and buy fruit, veg and flowers at our roadside stall. So efficiently run by 2714 Griggs, or old Mother Griggs, as he's come to be called, in his grey wig and red shawl. But to look ahead. I know the boys in the bow bag room are itching to tell you their good news. So over to 3953 Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Well, lads, you'll all be chuffed to know that we've finally signed that contract to supply Carnaby Street. Yes. And from next week, we start making canvas ties, canvas socks, canvas ankies, and canvas underwear.
Yes.
We are running a bit short of canvas, but Charlie's negotiating with the GPO to buy back a few of the mailbags we made before the governor left. And thank you for your attention.
Well done, the mailbag room. Any other business?
Yeah. There's this letter. It come yesterday addressed to the governor. It says on the envelope it's from General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
What? Here, let me see that. General Assistance Department? Here, there, the bloke what transferred the governor and forgot to replace him.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe they only just realised, huh?
You great oaf, Bertrand. Why didn't you give me this letter when it comes? They're sending a couple of civil servants down here to look at the place. They're arriving this afternoon. Now, wait a minute. Now, there's no need for panic. We've still got 2 hours to turn this place into a proper prison again. Well, we're going to need a governor for a start. Well, come on, you lot. We ain't got all day.
Oh, here we are, too. Stoneville Prison. You can stop the car here.
What did you say, Rob?
I said you can stop pushing the car.
Oh. Oh, thank you, sir. It's ours since we broke down. Oh, I thought I'd never push it up that hill. I was afraid it was going to roll back on me.
Oh, no fear of that, too. No, I had the handbrake on all the time. Anyway, it's your own fault. I told you to fill it up before we left the office.
Oh, you meant the car. And I took Mildred down to the canteen.
Well, I don't know. This certainly is a grim place, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah. Eh?
Bleak moorland, uncharted bogs.
Oh, the door's opening. They must have seen us coming.
Hello, hello. You must be the men from the ministry, Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb.
Yes, quite right, my dear fellow. Yes. And I see from your uniform that you're the chief prison officer.
Yes. Well, if you'll come this way, the governor will receive you in his office.
Thank you very much. Yes, well, I suppose you must have quite a large staff to run a place this size.
Oh, yeah. Place is swarming with screws. Cooks you won't see many on account of their shy with strangers.
It must be quite a responsibility for the governor.
Oh, it is. Never lets up, you know. Keeps us screws on the go day and night.
I see. The sort of regular screwdriver, eh?
Here's his office. The men from the ministry, Mr. Governor, sir.
I'm delighted to be privileged with the pleasure of your acquaintance, gentlemen. Take the weight off your plate to me.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Can I offer you any light refreshment? A slug of Mother's Ruin?
Gin, too.
Not for me, thanks. I'm pushing.
Tommy. Thank you. No. Perhaps it would be better if we started our tour of the prison at once, Governor.
My chief crew and me will be happy to conduct you personal.
Here, I don't like this, Fingers. He ain't had time to clear everything out of the way.
Stop nattering, Bertrand, and catch up with them geezers. They stopped outside the distillery storeroom. It's full of crates of homemade whiskey.
And what's in this one?
Well, that's where we keep our special cases.
Special cases?
Yes, I see there's a note on the door. 100% proof.
That means the Rozzers had a lot of evidence against them.
Oh, of course,
yes.
And you just keep them locked up in there, do you?
Most of the time. Round about Christmas, we usually take them out and flog them round the back streets.
Oh, gracious me, it's diabolical.
That's what a lot of people say. There's hardly an empty rack in there.
Rack? What? You mean you use a rack in there?
Ah, I suppose that's for the chaps who are in for a long stretch run.
Sure, please. I consider that remark in pity, that bit.
Yes, gentlemen. Well, let's move on, shall we?
No, just a moment, please. Just a moment. What's inside this other door?
No, you don't want to go.
Good gracious. What's this thing? All the pipes and the jewels.
It's a new sort of washing machine. Oh. You see, the clothes are boiled in this vat, and all the dirty brown water runs out through these coiled pipes into this vat.
Oh, yes. Unusual smell, too. Not unlike whiskey.
Ah, that's the special prison washing powder, sir. Forces white out, forces grey in. I shouldn't get too close to it. It's very strong stuff. Let's move on, shall we?
Just a moment. This next door is laundry.
Oh, yes. Well, this is the main laundry, sir. Oh. That special machine was for good conduct prisoners.
Good conduct, eh? Let's hope it produces the right spirit.
Oh, it does indeed, sir, yes.
Yes, well, let's just see this main laundry, shall we? Oh, my word. Plenty of stuff hanging up to dry. Shirts, vests. Oh, gracious me, what's this? Black lace, size 36 cup.
Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Yours, but it can't be. I mean, you take at least size 40. Anyway, surely you don't...
Well, you see, the governor's a very poor sleeper and likes to keep the light out of his eyes at night. It's a sleeping mask. I think that's enough of the laundry.
Now, what have we here, then? I see a stopped bookmaker on the door.
Hey?
Yeah. Well, that's the library.
Then let's have a look inside. Oh, yes, quite spacious. What is on the blackboard? Likely lad, 25-1 outsider, beaten by a link.
Well, it's one of the prisoners, sir. Thomas Ladd. We calls him likely. Of course, he's likely to escape if you don't watch him.
25-1 outsider?
Yes, well, he did escape yesterday, you see, at 25-1. He was outside, but we got him back now.
And beaten by a link.
Oh, well, we've got to maintain discipline.
Indeed. Yes. Well, I think we've seen enough, really. Now, if you'll excuse us, we'll phone our report through Mr. Griggs. Perhaps we might make use of your office, Captain. I say, Sue, this is a shocking place. That's a shocking place. I've never heard of such harsh discipline. I must ring Sir Gregory. I must say, you know, I can't understand anybody wanting to buy this place, too. I mean, who would want to live here?
No idea, unless it's an order of money. The men from the monastery, you know.
laughing. Sir Gregory. Yes, Limit Strong here. I'm ringing from the governor's office.
Well, is the place out of date? Can I authorize it to be closed down and sold?
Oh, you certainly can, Sir Gregory.
Good. Well, it's been nice gossiping, Lennox Brown. Goodbye.
Yes, well, he was a bit chattier than usual today, John.
Yes, well, you know, I've been looking at this calendar on the wall.
What? Oh. Oh, yes, I'm not surprised, yes. Rather saucy, eh? That girl?
Yes. But look, 8 years old.
Really? She looks older than that. Well, I mean, she must be older than that, right?
Hello, new chap, eh? Well, first new arrival we've had in 8 years.
I beg your pardon.
Welcome to Stoneville. I'm Charlie Fanshaw, the outside contract man. Outside contract? What does that mean? Oh, I go out and negotiate all our little deals, old son. Here, hang this up, will you? Oh, certainly. Where shall I... On the keyboard there, the hookmark main gate. Oh, well, good to be back. I'll just step out of these kiddies and get into the old prison gray.
What? So, look here, my dear fellow. I mean, are you seriously telling me that you're a prisoner here and you've just been out?
Oh, of course. Oh, I see. Fingers hasn't explained the setup to you. Well. Setup? What setup? Well, we've got a splendid little thing going here since the government left in 1958. He's never replaced, you see, neither will his staff.
Did you hear that?
Yes, what was it? One and two. I'm number 2112188. You chaps must have been inside for a heck of a long time. Can't search, did you there?
Yes. Well, now, look, I think you'd better tell me more about this, set up.
Certainly. I'm surprised things all burst and happened.
you gents finish using the old spoof. But Charlie, I didn't think you'd come back, mate.
Ah, oh, Fingers, I just think an evening done is about our little...
Oh, blimey, he's blown the perishing gas.
He has indeed, gentlemen. Your little game is up.
It certainly is. What's this all about,
Leave this to me, too, will you please? I demand that you men return to yourselves immediately. Immediately. Do you understand?
Oh, by Jove, well, I've never heard you speak so suddenly. Those three fellows positively blanched.
Yes, well, they are, too. You know, years of experience at handling men.
They positively blanched. They were still looking quite impressed when they threw us in this cell and locked the door.
Pity you had to go and break the spell, too. Groveling on the floor, pleading for mercy.
I'm sorry, well, that is, you were... I was, had a feeling all along that that chap McGraw wasn't quite right for the prison officer. Well, there was something... I do know how to...
Yes, such as the rest of your beach sandals and the bus conductor's hat. Yeah, it worried me from the first, you know. Yeah. Well, we've got to get out and expose this business.
Yes.
The thing is, we must escape.
Escape, yes. Ah, but how?
Yes. Now, you have got a file on you, I suppose.
As a matter of fact, I have. Yes, I've got one in my briefcase. Ah. There you are.
Good, good. Thank you. Now, it's tough. Not a cardboard file for keeping papers in. Oh. I meant to... Oh, well, never mind. What did you bring that thing down for, anyway?
To keep my jam donut in. So that my briefcase doesn't get all sticky and inside.
Yes, I see. Yes. Well, it makes a change. A file with a cake in it. Yes. But how are we going to get out?
I could try picking the lock with a hairpin.
One of mine or one of yours?
I think you put your finger on the snap.
Yeah, wait a minute. Look, look, I think I've got it. I'll punch you on the nose.
Eh?
Well, don't argue about it. Do you two go on and fuss about it? It's all part of my plan. Now then. Hold out your nose while I punch.
But one, Greg, couldn't we just dig a tunnel? Or perhaps I could bite through the bars? Or there must be another way. I wasn't to know they were white or worse. They looked like criminals.
Well, never mind, Charlie. We got them locked up where they can't do no harm.
Can't keep them here forever.
Only till this big deal's gone through, Charlie boy. How did everything go in London?
Jolly good, actually. I went to see this Sir Gregory Tipton fellow. He seems quite keen to sell the prison. Should tie the whole thing up and ask him tomorrow.
Just as well he don't know we're the ones what's buying it.
Yes, he might not care to sell it to a bunch of convicts.
Ex-convicts, you mind? There's not a man here didn't finish his sentence years ago. Except for Burton, and he broke in here. Thought it was the Bank of England.
But if the powers that be knew that our time was up, we'd all be kicked out. Think of it. Me going back to my family, you going back to your wife.
Don't be morbid. Once we get legal title of this place, there ain't no one can turn us out. That's why we got to keep them two government geezers out of the way till it's all tied up.
I come with calamitous tidings. Our prisoners have escaped by means of a cunning ruse.
What?
The rotten swines have got away.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, on hearing cries of pain, I went to her cell to find the skinny one with his bloody nose.
So?
Whereupon this other geezer suggested I put a key down his back to stop the bleeding. And the only key I had...
You didn't leave him the key of the cell? You great hairy twit!
I tell you, boy, this is tricky. They get back to Whitehall and spill the beans to Sir Gregory.
Yeah, well, you're right, Charlie boy. We've got to get them back.
I can get out the bloodhound.
Him? He's classic. Couldn't smell burning rubber from 6 inches. Besides, he's got no teeth.
No, but he can give you a pretty vicious lick.
But we need some real fierce dogs, a team of experienced handlers.
I've got it. Burton, you fooled them into thinking you were the governor. Let's get on the blower to the county police.
Oh, come along, two. Come along and they'll catch us. Can't you go any faster?
It's all right for you. I'm covered in mud.
Well, it's your own fault for blundering headlong into all those bogs. You didn't see me doing that, did you?
No, but you always had something firm to walk across. Me.
Oh, no sense in wasting the opportunity. Anyway, wait a minute. I think we're through the marshes now.
Oh,
Well, almost through the market. Are you under there, too? Well, waggle the tip of your brolly if you're all right.
Oh, look at me, all caked in mud from head to foot.
Yes, you better keep moving. Better keep moving, or the sun will bake it solid. Yeah, come on. This is all very good for the complexion.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The ground's quite firm here. Yes. Now, I'll tell you what. Yep. You peek over the top of the next ridge and see if it's all clear. Better crawl on your stomach through those, what do you call it, you know?
Oh, right, hold on.
Yeah, what are they called? Ferns, dock leaves,
Yeah,
that's right. Nettles. That's it. Yes. Right, can you see anything, too?
It's a road run.
Ah, capital. Right, well, we've finally got off the moors. Right, it'll be all plain sailing from now on.
It's 6 o'clock, and here is the news read by John Kerr. The widespread search continues for the two men who escaped from Sternville Prison this afternoon. According to information firmed by the governor, the men are Scarface Lamb and Muggsy Lennox Brown, notorious members of the Whitehall gang. It's believed they're wearing stolen bowler hats and pinstripe suits and may pose as civil servants. After identity pictures had been published, several arrests were made. These included a grandmother of 89, three tailor's dummies, and an elderly cart horse. According to latest reports, the two men have been sighted in Birmingham, Glasgow, Land's End, and under the bed of Miss Drusilla Dryfold of Surbiton. Police investigated all these reports without result, though the young constable who went to interview Miss Dryfold has not yet returned. All the resources of the police have been mobilized for the search, and men with tracker dogs are scouring the area. We've got 20 dogs, said a spokesman, and we hope to get a lead before long. If the public will have a go, he added, we'll hunt these two down like the vicious rats they are.
Oh, dear. I can't go much further. I'm covered in mud, nettle stings, bruised, battered, and I twisted my ankle running away from that bull.
Well, it's the first bull I've seen with udders.
Yes, you usually find them alone. It tossed me right into a bramble bush.
Oh, do stop scrambling. Stop scrambling. The wind's blown my hair all over the place. Horrible. But you don't hear me complaining. Anyway, we're all right now. We've reached some sort of a village.
Oh, so we have. And there's a police woman.
Ah, capital. Now, give her a wave, please.
Right.
Yes.
Thank goodness, a friendly face at last.
Evening all. Hello, hello, hello. And what have we here?
And my name's Lamb, and this is Mr. Lennox Brown.
You swine, stay where you are.
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand. Would you threaten to assault the police? Well, we're trained to deal with that. Take that.
It's all of us out.
Oh, stop skylarking. Get out of that horse trough and come back here immediately.
She threw me one, sort of bent my arm.
I see I'll need the cuffs on you too.
What? Yeah, what are you doing, woman? You can't handcuff me to him. But the state is in.
No use once he's gone, eh?
Oh, we'll soon have you two villains back in Stoneville Prison where you belong. Every policeman in the country's looking for you.
Are they, Mac? I say, madam, you do know your feet. Crooked?
They are. Yes. Oh, dear, that'll never do. What would the sergeant say?
Right, two. Yes. Both together. Run for it!
Right, boy!
Well, viewers, as you've probably gathered, I'm standing in the small village of Stanfield, Glasgow, where the inhabitants have been terrorized by two ruthless thugs on the run from the law. Even as they huddled behind the safety of barred and bolted doors, a bloody bottle took place in this deserted high street. Tell me, policewoman Bright, what exactly happened?
I was proceeding in a westerly direction in the course of my duties when they suddenly sprang at me. Animal savagery written across their depraved faces.
Uh-huh. A daunting experience.
One of them reached for me with great hairy hands, while the other made guttural half-human noises.
Amazing.
I threw the first in the off-trot and held the second with a karate chop. I thought they might be able to assist me with my inquiries.
But the escape.
Yes, I'm afraid so. And now, sir, if you'll just excuse me, I must go back to the headquarters and get debriefed.
Eh? Thank you, Policewoman Bright.
Thank you, Mr. Wicker.
Well, viewers, there you are. Thanks to the gallantry of a lone policewoman, the good folks of Snedfield can sleep a little easier in the beds tonight. Or can they? Can any of us, until these ruthless men are back behind bars?
Keep your voice down, too. I think we're safe for the moment. And no one will look under this cartload of rotten vegetables. Mind you, that was a nasty moment at that roadblock when they started poking about with pitchforks. Lucky they missed us.
Oh!
Yeah, well, it's lucky they missed me, anyway. Well, not too painful, too, is it?
Let me put it this way, one. I hope the civil service don't hold any sit-down strikes for a while. I tell you, it was all I could do not to yell.
Thought so, yes. That's why I stuffed that moldy turnip in your mouth.
Thank you,
Al. Not at all. Oh, well, you all are jolting about under this load of rotten fruit and we'll be home again.
Yes,
everything will be all right, you know, once we get to Sir Gregory.
Now, if you'll just sign here, Mr. Fanshawe, then Stoneville Prison will become the property of you and your company.
Thank you. There you are, old man.
Good, good, good. You should have vacant possession. According to the records, all the inmates were due for discharge years ago.
Yeah, that's right, Governor. It's all in order.
Come over here, Mr. Murphy. You can sign it with me.
Yes, Governor.
Just here. Yes. Yes, that's it. No sign of Lennox Brown or Lamb yet, I suppose?
No, sir. They haven't come in this morning, sir.
Damned inconsiderate of them. Not seeing the job through properly. I can't come rushing over it every time they feel like a day off enjoying themselves. What?
Righto, Cap. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Many thanks.
Yes. Pleasure doing business with you.
Stop, no. Don't sign anything. Those chaps are a couple of crooks.
Yeah, we've got some disturbing news about Stoneville Prison, sir.
Good, good. Lennox Brown, Lamb, why are you handcuffed together? And why has Lamb got mud all over him and a carrot in his ear?
Oh, it is him.
Most extraordinary racket, Sir Gregory. I told the doorman to call Scotland Yard.
Yes, it's about Stoneville Prison, sir.
Stoneville Prison? We've just sold the place to these gentlemen. Oh. Oh, Lamb, would you mind moving downwind a bit?
Now, look, I'll explain it all in a moment, Sir Gregory, but just watch those two until the police arrive to arrest them.
Well, I think it's time we were off, Finger.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, thank heavens, the police are here.
Oh, government, sir, no nonsense. They're rough customers. Now, don't hesitate to use functions. Take them out. Bundle them into the van downstairs.
I'm sorry about that, sir. You'll not be troubled by those two again.
Police arrested Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb.
Heaven knows, Miss Merkin. Probably parked on a yellow line or something. I wouldn't put anything past those two.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, Edwin Apps, and David Fallon. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.